Let's go. We're live.
Nice. I'm always alive.
Me too. Anyways, yeah, sorry, folks. As you may have noticed, this isn't a daily thing because we've got lives. We've got commitments. Yesterday I was busy. The day before he was busy. And tonight, Picasso's mother's going to be very busy.
See, the thing is, I already said that we're not going to do this as a daily thing like two or three episodes ago.
Are you assuming people are actually going to listen to everything we make? Will they better?
Wow. Are you underestimating our fans?
Yeah, all six of them.
Wow, it's six at the moment, but geez, give some time. And I believe two of those are me and you.
Hey, I didn't listen to it.
Oh, I listened to it once.
Well, we got to start branching out, networking, getting up billboards.
Well, tell me some of those topics that you came up with, because they sound like very interesting topics, because, you know, you hyped them up so much for me.
Are you overestimating the topics? I didn't mean to hype them up. I'm just saying I've got a couple. Well, a little bit more than a couple.
Very hyped up. These are going to be the best topics that we've ever talked about.
you sound hyped up. I can hear Fortnite in the background.
Oh, really? Again?
Well, I can hear you clacking on your controller.
Okay. Yeah, my TV was turned up a little bit. Okay, what are these topics that you have to pitch at me?
What is this, baseball?
It's not baseball. I am on first base with your mama at the moment. Last night I got home with her.
God damn it. Okay, yeah, so topic number one. You were bringing up how you were looking forward to the release of some trailer, and it got me thinking. There's quite a few people out there who actually make a living from reacting to trailers, and that is so freaking stupid. The controversial topic is people who make their livelihood from reacting to trailers, reviewing trailers.
Are we talking only trailers in particular? Or
only trailers. Also, by extension, anime openings. They don't review the actual anime, just the opening. It's like, geez.
I haven't heard of that.
But yeah, trailers in particular.
Well, with trailers, why is that bad? Like, why is it different from any other sort of reaction? It's all the same thing.
But trailers are not always indicative of the final movie. You know, it's a preview that they intentionally edit to make you hype for the movie. Some scenes they have in the trailer don't even make it into the finished movie.
Well, right, but it still gives you an idea of what the movie's going to be about. And a lot of times when people are watching trailers, you know, they're thinking, like, I wonder what everybody else is thinking about this. So they go online to look. Like, for example, I don't know if you saw the trailer for the new, Sonic. For the new Sonic, but the reaction, buzzword, reaction of the fans changed the whole design of Sonic for that movie.
Yes, trailers can actually be a good thing. Well, because it shows you just how bad the movie's going to be, and hopefully reaction to the trailer can see some changes. It helps that Sonic fanboys and fangirls are the most autistic creatures on the planet, who scream and rant and rave to the heavens to get what they want.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're on my side now. What the hell?
Who says we have to be on opposite sides?
Well, we don't, but you chose it as a controversial topic, so I assume that you had a reason for it to... for it to be bad, because you only chose that, not reactions in general or anything like that. So it just, you insinuated that you're on the opposite side.
Well, I'm insinuating that I don't like people who make a living from reacting to trailers, because I just see trailers can be deceptive. Things can change.
Right, but they can change, but they change because of people's reactions. It's not exactly necessary, but for example... I don't know, Howard the Duck. I'm sure people didn't like that movie because of its design, probably. So if you watch the trailer and you say, ugh, which I'm fairly certain it was a box office bomb because people saw it and were like, Howard the Duck? Ugh. So if there were people reacting to that back in, well, like, 84, something like that, then don't you think that they would have made a better Howard the Duck?
Got to also consider technology at the time. Did they really have the technology to put trailers on TV back then? Oh, wait, yeah, they did.
Well, yeah, they definitely put trailers on TV.
But would they get the...
That's not a question, though.
At least with the internet, you've got social media. Instantaneous reaction. Back in 1984, people have to send in letters or do, like, live reactions, like play the trailer for a little audience.
Well, right, and that's the thing, though. I wasn't talking about the 80s. I'm talking about today.
Why'd you bring up Howard the Duck?
Because Howard the Duck is an example of a movie that people hated upon first glance. If that had been made in 2019, for release at the end of 2019, same as Sonic, then you could argue that that is a good thing because we would have had Howard the Duck that's not as bad as it is. I mean, I can't speak for the script or anything, but I know a lot of people hate the design of Howard the Duck as well.
I saw a video recently, well, not a video, but a reaction to a video, and that video was someone reacting to one of the latest Star Wars movies, one of the trailers.
Which one?
I don't know, probably episode 9?
It's not out yet.
Oh, you know what?
Wait,
I
is
mean?
It? I think a teaser is.
And that person reacting to the trailer was in tears because, like, I don't know their names, Ray was cuddling someone, like hugging someone, and they're crying. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this person? They must be so emotionally sensitive to frickin' cry to a frickin' trailer. I can imagine, yeah, crying to the scene in the real movie, yes. But the trailer?
I don't know, man. Whenever the trailer for Star Wars 7 came out after about 10 years of wait from Star Wars 3, after we see Han Solo and Chewie for the first time in, what, like 30 years? It's 83, so trailer came out around 2014, 2015. I think the movie came out at the end of 2015, so let's just say 2015. It's 2015, 32 years later, people see these characters that they haven't seen for 32 years, and they're crying. I know it's not the same situation exactly, but wouldn't you like to see people's reactions to that?
No.
Oh, well, I would. I mean, it's all different. It's all target audience, you know? Like, you're not a part of the target audience.
I guess that's true.
It's all, sort of, supply and demand.
I mean, I could totally get that. Watching someone's reaction to some movie that you were looking forward to that you would like. Yeah, I can
exactly.
Totally see.
That's exactly what it is. So, like, for example, I really want to see Three from Hell, but I just don't expect very many decent people will want to go see that. Or even... that's not really the best example, but, like, for example, I love watching, like black people react to rock music. I love seeing that. It's fantastic. Because they always say, hey, this is amazing. Kind of like how I mentioned in, I believe, the first episode. And that's just so cool because it's like you don't think these people would be listening to this because that also makes me think, like in the... In a situation of trailers like that, like, I don't know, Bridge from Hell, you might think about, like, some really highly intellectual guy watching it. You're like, huh, what are he thinks about it? So maybe you're right in your hypothesis and he hates the trailer. But there's always that possibility that this person that's watching it will love it. They're going to say, like, wow, I'm really embracing this culture, you know, because it's different from their own culture, being clean-shaven and well-dressed and everything. So it's different, and they're saying, wow, this is a good movie. I just like seeing the differences turning into one similarity, you know? I don't know how to explain that. Like, the two cultures combining.
I remember watching this video from this rapper, or this rap aficionado. He's white. I think his name's Hip Hop Head, and he's reacting to Iron Maiden. The thumbnail looks like, what the fuck am I listening to? And it's like, god damn it. I mean, I've seen black people that like rap listen to metal music, but white people that like rap listen to metal music? What has civilization turned into? What timeline is this?
You know Kevin Smith?
Personally.
Well, yeah. But, you know Kevin Smith, he reviews a lot of trailers sometimes. Like, for example, definitely Star Wars. Like, he'll go on, like a 20-minute rant just talking about the trailer and how amazing it is, and going for the actual movie for, like, an hour and a half. Which, really, for him, it's just not really a review. What kind of a review? Like, he's viewing it again through his words. But, like, he's just basically retelling the story. But, like, in such a good way. Like, ah, man, this motherfucker, he went over here and kicked his ass, and we all know that all the fans in the room were saying, whoa! You know. It's just, he tells it in a really cool way, the same as the trailer, basically, and he voices our opinions, and we watch him to see what he has to say, because first of all, he might be able to give us some insight, like his hypothesis. Like, for example, with, what's the name of it, the new Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. Like, I believe he did a review, but, like, he talked about it, though. He talked about the trailer, and I believe it was him and his black friend. I can never remember his black friend's name, but the two of them, they usually review movies, and it's really cool because they get the theory that Skywalker used in the trailer is actually like a, I can't remember exactly, but they talk about the multiple possibilities that there are. Like, for example, with Luke Skywalker coming back from the dead, or Rey being a Skywalker, Skywalker becoming the new, like, Jedi thing, like, just completely replacing Jedi with Skywalker. Like, it's a new religion, you know? So, it just, a lot of times it gives you insight into what people are thinking. That's really good.
True that.
It's not every time, of course.
And I don't mind the odd reaction or two to trailers. What I'm getting at is people who make their living from reviewing trailers. Like, I'll give you an example. You know The Amazing Atheist?
I've heard of him.
Back when he was on Channel Awesome, he was called a distressed watcher. And he reviewed trailers. And I remember thinking that is so lazy. Because everyone else on the website is reviewing movies. Or video games or TV shows. He's just reviewing trailers. Reacting to trailers. And I'm like, geez, well, at least it's a niche and you're filling it. There's probably an audience for it. I'm not part of the audience. I don't like watching trailers first and foremost. Because for reasons I already stated, they could be deceptive, they could be misleading, they could give you the wrong impression about a movie, they could get your hype up and the movie is actually pretty bad. But I get what you mean.
Did you know the Russo brothers actually put in a lot of fake footage into the trailers? Like for Endgame, they actually put in a lot of fake footage. They shot a lot of fake footage, just put it in there. They shot like 4 endings, actually. And it was just them to throw off the... to throw the audience off of the real story.
I can just imagine that. Whoa, this trailer's so cool. Can't wait to see it. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. That wasn't in the movie. You lied.
Not exactly. It was more so just to steer people away from the actual story. But Paranormal Activity did that. They just put in stuff that just wasn't in the movie at all. And people are like, hey, wait a minute. I wasn't in the movie. You're a phony. Yeah. So,
indeed.
Yeah, that's what I think about reviewing trailers. I think it's sometimes I think as a profession it's necessary. Personally, I'm not a big fan unless it's a trailer that I want to see, which I believe is how it is most of the time, like for Rise of Skywalker. But for regular movies, like, I don't know, The Fault in Our Stars, which I've been trying to remember the title for that movie for a while. Well, I guess that makes sense. Because if you're a fan of the book, you might be interested in watching the review of the trailer. I can't think of anything. Something that doesn't have a franchise. It wouldn't make sense for something that doesn't have a franchise or any movie pertaining to it. Like, if it's a spinoff, I guess that makes sense. Alright, so you can't do it for anything that's... I mean, you have to do it for something that's a part of a franchise or for something that's, I don't know, controversial maybe. There's just many different ways, like, why you should do it. But, like, if it's an adaptation of a book, yeah, definitely. But if, for example, if it's a Fast and Furious 1, I don't see why. Like, that just wouldn't make sense. But the thing is, nowadays, all of our movies are franchises.
Yes.
Not all of them, but most of them. Or based on a book or something like that.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people reviewing the trailer for Death Stranding, which is the latest, well, upcoming latest Hideo Kojima game. And it's weird, and people are reviewing the trailer, trying to interpret it, trying to make up some meaning, what it could mean. And I'm like, stop trying to guess. Sometimes I wonder if it's all for the views, all for the subscriptions and clicks and ad revenue, and of course it is. There could be a little bit of speak about it, yes. And I'm just like, dude, just wait until the game comes out, and then you'll be accurate. Because then you could say for sure what it's about. In fact, it'll
like
be
most
better.
Of the movies.
Yeah, it'd be better just to wait for the finished product to come out, then compare it to the trailer and compare what's different. To me, that's a more interesting video than just straight up trailer review or analysis.
I agree. But if you go to the Academy Award movies and then you watch any. Well, first you have to make sure that the reaction to the trailer was made before the movie even was considered for Oscars. But if you just look up any Oscar, well, most Best Picture nominee, not all of them, of course, but if you just look at most of them, because most of them aren't sequels, you know. But for most of these movies, I guarantee that they would not have anybody reacting to them because nobody knows that the movie has, I mean, nobody knows about the movie. So first of all, I guess if the movie is well known, like, you know, any Star Wars movie, yeah, they're going to have a lot of people watching these reaction videos. But if it's just some movie that doesn't have any fan base at all, then it wouldn't make sense to react to it because you don't have a target audience. So I guess that's what it comes down to. The fan base is your target audience. And people that are interested in the fan base, you know.
Yeah. Or movies coming out by a famous director. Like, oh my god, there's a new Spielberg movie coming out. It's not Star Wars. What is it? It's a remake of Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck done right.
Actually, Kevin Smith is doing not a remake, but he's doing a show about Howard the Duck.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's for HBO. But, like, Tarantino, like, I consider him more to be a part of a franchise. Like, even though his films are not connected at all, like, he's a brand himself. The same thing with Scorsese.
Yes, yes.
Like, even though that they don't have a formal brand, they are a brand. They have a franchise. They are themselves a franchise, which doesn't make sense exactly, but I guess from a society point of view, it does. Like, they have a fan base of their own. They have common characters, or maybe not common characters, but they have common actors, which I guess act as characters. You know, like Uma Thurman frequently, and Robert De Niro frequently.
Yes.
Uma Thurman for Tarantino, and then De Niro for Scorsese, and Leonardo DiCaprio for both of them. That's funny. Have you noticed that?
Well, I've noticed Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese.
No, I mean that Leonardo DiCaprio has been in multiple Tarantino movies and in multiple Scorsese movies.
Nope.
Like, he's been in Django Unchained, and he's been in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And De Niro, DiCaprio for Scorsese, he's been in at least Gangs in New York and Wolf of Wall Street. So he's been at least in two of each of their movies. So that's just, it makes them a franchise of their own, in my opinion. You can argue that it doesn't, but, you know, basically if you have a franchise, then your reaction videos make sense.
Yeah, or if the movie takes place in like a shared universe, like Kevin Smith's Esker universe or whatever it's called.
USQ, but yeah, that's USQ, what I'm saying, it's a franchise. They're all just spin-offs of each other, basically.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No more awkward silence. Next topic. What do you think about the current state of video games? Because it seems like, much like with movies, every second video game coming out is a remaster, a reboot, soft reboot, spin-offs. What do you think about video games, the current state of video games right now, in this current year?
I'd say that we're getting a lot more attention on the battle royales and free-for-alls. Not free-for-alls, battle royales and free to plays. I said free for all. But like games that are free to play, but I don't want to say they use microtransactions, but a lot of times they do. So,
yeah.
I think that that's a big thing to be concerned about nowadays. But on top of that, I really don't play that many video games, but I do see what you're saying. But you do have to look at the other games that are coming out. Like, it is true that there are a lot of Call of Duty games, but I'm sure somewhere out there there's a lot of original video games, the same as our movies, because you just have to search for them. But one thing I've noticed, though, on Xbox is I really don't think that there's that many games in comparison to PlayStation, so that's very surprising. I noticed that there's a ton for PlayStation. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Like PlayStation is actually a gaming console, whereas Xbox is amazing for current games, but it's more of an entertainment console, you know?
Yep.
Like, they focus on the big games, but they're not going to actually cover a lot of their own original games, which isn't a bad thing, exactly. It's just, it's more for the occasional gamer in comparison to PlayStation, who's more for the more diehard gamer.
Of course. And one thing I've noticed is that this gaming community is becoming more and more casual, which is why you're seeing a lot more, like, mobile games. I'll give you an example. What's that freaking game called? Elder Scrolls Arena. Elder Scrolls Arena is, like, the latest Elder Scrolls game, and it's for mobile, and they said Bethesda... No? Who made the game?
Bethesda.
Yeah, they said that the game is going to be just like any other Elder Scrolls game. And what is it? It's got microtransactions. I don't recall microtransactions in Morrowind or Oblivion or Skyrim. You guys are liars.
No, not exactly. I mean, that is true, but besides that, is it pretty much the same?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Oh, well.
All I know from the game is people's like videos to it, their reactions. Not to the trailer, but like first impressions, exposing broken promises made by developers and publishers. Like the game is like any other Elder Scrolls game, and it's not. Kind of like how Fallout 76 is just a lie upon lie. Like, for example, they've got the Power Edition, where you get a duffel bag and it's supposed to be high quality, and what do you get? Cheap nylon shit. And they said, well, it was actually too expensive to make the bag, so we got some cheap nylon shit. Hey, this wasn't what was promised. You guys are liars. And they've actually said, in like November, December last year, that within 6 months, we're going to get the new improved actual duffel bags we promised and ship them out to the people who redeemed the ticket by the like 31st of January 2019. It has been like 6 months. Still no bags. You guys are liars.
You said Fallout, right?
Fallout, yeah. Fallout 76.
Okay, when you say Fallout, it sounds like you're saying Fortnite, and I'm like, wait a minute. 76? That's Fallout.
Yes. And like I said before, lots of current games are remakes or reboots, and I don't mind, as long as they're good games. Like, Spyro Reignited Trilogy, I haven't played it, but it's on my to-get list. The upcoming Crash Team Racing remake, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I actually watched the trailer of that. Like, I don't watch many trailers, you know this, but I watched the trailer for that.
And the Resident Evils.
Yeah, I'm not really into horror games. But I heard that Evil and the Resident Evil 2, recently Resident Evil 2, I hear that's good, and that's good. They didn't screw it up.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, I haven't played it myself, but good things.
Yeah, problem with fans is that they could be sticklers for the originals. Like, hey, this isn't like the original. You guys changed it. And it's like, something's out to be changed, because they were annoying. Like the tank controls in the original Resident Evil 2, and I don't like that.
Tank? Like, actual tank?
No, like, I'm trying to describe it. You walk...
It's a monster, right?
No. Tank from Left 4 Dead, yes.
That's why I got it first.
Yeah, tank controls, like, you can't walk to the side. You have to, like, move forward, turn, like that. Like a tank.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think of a game you may have played that has similar controls. Silent Hill? I don't know.
I played Silent Hill 4 a long time ago.
Ah, Silent Hill hasn't had a recent game in ages. I think the last one was, like, 2013. And that was on, I think the PS2, like one of the last PS2 games was like Silent Hill Downpour.
Well, the last one I have is Homecoming. I think I actually sold it. I didn't like it.
I'm coming home to your mama's place.
Nope. Yeah, it was an okay game. I mean, I just didn't know what to do, so I was always looking up the how-tos, basically. The what-to-dos.
Course. Oh,
and then when I finally got to the monsters, I was like, they're scary.
Yeah, I don't like horror games. Mostly because I get so freaked out by what could be there that I don't bother playing it. Like, for example, I played the demo of Amnesia, The Dark Descent, and I couldn't play it. Like, oh my god, I'm scared. Something's going to pop out, I'm going to get a heart attack, and it's going to kill me.
Heard of that.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's on PS4 as well. Amnesia, Christine or something, and then the sequel, Machine for Pigs or something.
That's interesting.
Interesting, yes.
Yes. I'm going for a lot of stuff with the storm, like, right next to me. Ooh.
Yeah, and one big emphasis on video games these days is the recent trend of Battle Royale. Yeah. Everyone's jumping on the Fortnite train. I hear that the latest Call of Duty game has Battle Royale.
I like Battle Royale. Yeah, it does, actually. Not World War II. Is that even World War II?
I don't know. Breaking. I don't play Call of Duty.
No, it's not World War II. That's the one before last. It's Modern Warfare 4. No, just kidding. Black Ops 4. Yeah, it's Black Ops 4.
Even Counter-Strike has... freaking, yes, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, has Battle Royale. And from the system that I've seen, how that Battle Royale works is it's basically like you find money and you use that to unlock jail cells and you find weapons in them and... it's got a respawn system, so you play with a partner, you die, and you respawn. I think it costs money. Once you run out, you can't respawn anymore.
Hmm.
So that's rather cool. But yeah, there's a game that's come out like, it's not Apex Legends, it's some other Battle Royale game that failed miserably because there's just simply too many Battle Royale games.
I haven't seen it. Was it on mobile? What was it on? Android or...
console. Google. Battle Royale games.
World War Z.
Let's see. No, it's... oh, that's it. Ream Royale. Is it Ream Royale? It looks familiar.
Beats me. I never heard of it before.
And yeah, I also mentioned the culling. The culling is a failed game. And it came out with a sequel, I think the same year as the original, and the service went down like less than 2 weeks because no one was playing it.
Wow.
Because I think that's around the time when Fortnite came out, or at least the Battle Royale pass of Fortnite, because everyone knows that Fortnite started off with like Save the World and then got the Battle Royale, or other way around. Some people seem to think that Fortnite is basically Battle Royale. They seem to think about the Save the World mode.
Well, it's just nobody plays it. I mean, yeah. A lot of people do play it, but who wants to pay the money when you can just do the Battle Royale mode free?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I've been waiting for so long for this game to come out with to come out free with Save the World, because it's been promising for the past year or two that it would be free. Like, at least since a year ago, it's been saying in 2018 you're going to have Fortnite Save the World free. And I've been waiting here since probably 2017, the end of 2017, probably around December. I've been waiting on Save the World to become free, and it has not become free.
And I'll tell you this, if Save the World does come out for free, I will download and install Fortnite, and we'll play Save the World, and if I get bored within a week, I guess we can just play Battle Royale. Hey, you wanna play Fortnite? Okay, I have the game, I can't say no.
Well, the thing is, though, two things. Your computer can't play it. Then two, I would have to buy Save the World myself.
What if it's free for you as well?
Oh yeah, it is free, wouldn't it be? That makes sense. Well, then I would play with you.
Play with me.
No, Matt. No, Picasso, I will not.
I'm Kiwi, you're Picasso.
Damn it! What did you tell me the first episode? You said, hi guys, I'm Picasso.
Then I don't buy it.
Okay, Kiwi. I'm still getting the hang of this.
And I remember you saying, if someone wants to find out our real names, just watch the first episode. No, watch the latest episode.
Or the last episode. Like the one before this.
Yeah, we probably did it. Oh, man.
On the bright side, they don't know our last names.
I know, right? That's good. They can't dox us.
True, true. Exactly. What's Save the World even about?
I think it's like a horde mode where you and some human-controlled teammates have to, like, protect the base from invading monsters and aliens and shit. And you have to use your character's abilities to build specialized traps, use your specialized weapons. It looks cool. I like horde modes. Like Team Fortress 2's, Team Fortress 2's Man vs. Machine versus robots. Or like Call of Duty's, what was I going to say? Nazi Zombies, that's it.
That does sound interesting. I mean, I've played Nazi Zombies before. I don't really like it that much. It's not really my thing. Yeah. But I do like the one where Kevin Smith's in it.
Yeah, I've heard that the latest Call of Duty game doesn't have Nazi Zombies, and, well, I haven't played the game, so I don't know what to think about that, but Nazi Zombies sounds cool. Until, like, 10 games later, it's overdone.
You need to watch that movie. I forgot the name of it. Overlord. It's called Overlord. And it's about these World War II soldiers. And they're in World War II, of course. And the Nazis come up with a serum that turns people into, quote, super soldiers. But basically, they're just zombies. And it's really cool.
Huh, that reminds me of a movie. I think it's made in, like, Norway or Denmark, and it's about Nazi soldiers in World War II that are frozen.
Oh, Dead Snow?
Yeah, and then they come unfrozen. It's like, hey, let's kill the Jews. And it's like, oh, no, Nazis!
That's funny.
I mean, it's not funny that they kill the Jews. It's funny that they come alive, and that's the first thing that they think to do. Instead of like, hey, let's go see our families.
And it's like, let's see our families.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're Nazis. We're soldiers. We have families. We need to go see how our families are. Probably my wife is like 80 years old right now, but it's okay. I'm going to go check on her and see if she's okay. But instead, they're just like, Jews.
It'd be funny if these newly unfrozen Nazis meet SJWs. Bash the fish! Oh, hell yeah, no!
It came out a sequel to Dead Snow. There's also another movie where I can't remember the name of it, but basically the Germans at the end of World War II, like Hitler and his whole his crew,
his squad,
and his amigos. Yeah, basically they went to the moon to escape. And they're just chilling on the moon for a long, long time. And then in the year, like, what, 2009 or something, whenever the movie comes out, they come back and they try and take over and do the, what, like, Fourth Reich or Third Reich? The third was World War II, I believe, so Fourth Reich. Is Reich even the right word?
Yep, Reich.
Okay, that's a German word. I don't know how to pronounce it. Or Reich.
Yeah, reminds me of Wolfenstein The New Order, where in that game you go to the Nazi moon base.
Moon base. Have you seen the US is going back to the moon to colonize?
Yeah, I've heard about that. I don't know if it's a good idea to colonize, but yeah, go back. At least prove these idiots wrong that we can land on the moon, that there isn't some source of, like, barrier that prevents us from going into space.
Well, not exactly colonize, just stay there.
Yeah, like a moon base. I can understand a moon base.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, I believe I mentioned this before, I mentioned somebody before about Sandy Cheeks, like, or basically Sandy Cheeks, but as you were saying, yeah, it's like that. It's like a kid, he like goes outside, he's like, I'm going to go play baseball, and then he goes outside and he dies.
Oh, is that the joke?
And like, yeah, I mean, obviously his culture's going to be different. Actually, that makes me wonder, like, how is the culture of somebody on the moon?
That'll be interesting.
A good episode of SpongeBob.
Some SJWs go to the moon, and how come there's only one culture, moon culture?
Why can't the Muslims be here? That's terrible.
Hey, who's making the off-color jokes now?
Well, it's funny because it's true. Like, they would say, hey, there's a shortage of other colors here, and then they'll say, well, that's racist, and then the people at NASA, or whoever's sending them, I assume NASA. NASA got defunded, though. I assume they got refunded, apparently. But they'd be like, oh, no, we're not racist here. Let's send Kumar here.
Kumar.
Like, hey, let's send Gurpreet. And so that's the way that the moon became populated with Indians. Like, hey, what India, we know how to save your overpopulation problem. Like, hey, China, we know how to solve your overpopulation problem too. Let's send half your population, which is like 500 million, to the moon on a giant bus. A giant moon bus. How about an elevator?
They're actually working on a space elevator.
I heard about that. Fourth grade.
I wonder how that'll work. I mean, I read about how it works, but someone might knock it over. They crash the car and the elevator falls over. Oops.
I'm sure it'd have to be more like crash a plane into it, obviously. Like, crash a car into it. I'm sure it's in the middle of, like, NASA or something like that.
So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it seems logical that they wouldn't just place it in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road. Hey, out of the way!
Like, hey, how did an elevator get there? Like, I swear, it was coming right at me. that would not happen. There's no way in hell that would ever happen. Roads with elevators.
That reminds me of an urban legend that Neil Armstrong said, "This is for you, Mr. Gorshin," on his moonwalk, and people wondering, why did you say Mr. Gorshin? Who's he? And as a like NASA conference or like a Comic-Con or something, Neil Armstrong said, well, when I was a kid playing baseball with my friends and neighbor kids, someone whacked the ball and the ball went far and I had to go into someone's, my next door neighbor, and I heard that Mrs. Gorshin say, blowjob, I'll give you a blowjob when the kid next door lands on the moon.
Really? Did that really happen?
Well, that's the legend. I don't know if it's true or not. Probably not.
So, are you saying that Neil Armstrong himself said that, or that's a part of the legend that he said that?
It's a part of the legend that Neil Armstrong said. That's the reason why he said, this is for you, Mr. Gorshin, because Mr. Gorshin got a blowjob from his wife.
Did he actually say those words?
What words?
Thank you, Mr. Gorshin.
No, he said, this is for you, Mr. Gorshin. And I don't know, that's a part of the NASA footage. He probably does.
So he probably just misunderstood it.
Yep, trying to fuel into conspiracy theories. Yeah. Why doesn't NASA have a frickin' their own copy of the NASA moon landings? Why do they have to rely on other people's recordings? How do you lose them? You land on the moon, wouldn't you keep a backup?
I don't know. I mean, there's probably a lot of disorganization there. Unorganized people. Beats me, man.
Yeah, because I've read about lost movies being found because they don't label the film reels, or they label them as something else. And that's quite interesting. How many other lost movies will be found because they finally get around to watching the reel and it's like, hey, wait a minute, this is that lost movie.
Have you heard about the new Nosferatu and the way it's spelled?
Nosferatu. Nope.
Look it up. Stephen King says it's the scariest show he's ever seen, or something like that.
Oh, it's a show.
On the AMC. I think so.
Nosferatu. That's a book that his son wrote.
Really?
Yes.
Joe Hill wrote that?
Yes, Joe Hill wrote that. Joe Hill is also an executive producer of the TV show.
That's interesting. See, I just realized, why is Joe Hill's name Joe Hill and not Joe King?
Because he doesn't want to ride on the coattails of his father. He doesn't want people to assume he's a successful author because he's his Stephen King's son, I think.
Well, yeah, but why would he change his name to Joe Hill?
I don't know. He's
like, dang it, Joe.
Maybe he wants to sound
when people
wants to sound as American as possible. Hey, Joe Hill.
Yeah, but wouldn't people just already assume that that's his son? Like, they'd look it up, like Joe Hill, the son of Stephen King. People would be like, oh. Because, like, there are a lot of Kings. Like, King is a very popular name. Why wouldn't people think he's the son of Martin Luther King? Like, jeez.
Yes.
I mean, besides his color. Besides his color, you know.
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life being a color.
Okay, well, better luck to you.
That's from Michael Jackson's Black and White, the rap segment.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I don't really like songs that have random rap segments, like the Gorillaz song, not Clint Eastwood. I like the rap in that because that's done by Del the Funky Homo Sapien, The song I'm thinking of is Ain't Got a Chance, Ain't Got a Chance, Ain't Got a Gun. That song, whatever.
You have to look it up. I don't know what it is.
It's the one where Murdoch is... I think it's Murdoch. Yeah, Murdoch's in the desert with all those kids.
First of all, I don't know what characters are which. Second of all, I haven't seen that music video.
One thing I really like about Gorillaz is that there's actual story. There's actual, like, characters that come and go. There's backstories, and every album and every song has, like, a new part to the story. But it's been out for, like, 15 years or so. I'm out of the loop. I don't know what's going on. In fact, I didn't even know there was a story until, like, maybe 5 years ago when that latest album came out. And I'm like, oh, why does, like, Noodle look different? Oh, she's a robot? Why is she a robot? Then I found out there's a story.
Yeah, that's what I've been wondering, too. Like, why is Homeboy in jail? I don't know his name. And why is the Powerpuff Girls lizard thing in there?
Oh, yeah. Ice from the Gangrene Gang.
Yeah. Exactly. Was he a germ or something?
Well, he's got gangrene.
Right, but I haven't seen the show in a long time. So, I mean, I understand it's a part of the Gangrene Gang. Gangrene Gang. But at the same time, is he a part of the virus? Like,
well, do you even know what gangrene is?
Yeah, it's like a virus or some sort of sickness, right?
Yeah, it's where your limbs are, like, got a decomposing or something, and they turn green from rot or some bacteria or something.
Right, so are those supposed to be people that have gangrene, or are those the viruses themselves, like, that cause people to have gangrene?
I don't know. They probably have gangrene, and they should go to a hospital.
Like, I just haven't seen a show in, like... an episode of Gangrene, probably like a decade.
Yeah. The new Powerpuff Girls movie isn't... No, not Powerpuff Girls, but the new Powerpuff Girls TV show, cartoon, ain't so right. Good. There's one scene in one of the episodes where they twerk. It's like, freaking hell, these are like 6-year-old girls or however old they are. They're twerking. God damn!
Ooh.
And not only is that utterly memic, they're twerking, who does that these days, but they're frickin' underage little girls, god damn it!
Well, I mean, you know Dan Schneider. I mean, I know he's not a part of it, but you know about him.
I've heard about him and his frickin' foot fetish.
Well, him and, you know, his pedophilia.
Yeah. Also, the creator of The Loud House, he's a pedo too.
Is that Butch Hartman, right?
No, Butch Hartman, creator of Danny Phantom. He's in controversy because he wants to start, like, a new streaming service, like a Hulu or something,
right.
But it's going to be heavily Christian-themed because he's, you know, Christian.
Right.
And I'm like, that's kind of dumb. Danny Phantom is ghosts. That's, like, blasphemy or something.
I think of him more for Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh yeah, Billy Appearance. And that stupid show, Bunsen is a Beast. I watched an episode of that. Garbage.
Pup. Wait, is it pup? Puppy? Dog? I don't know. It's a thing with, like, the futuristic dog or something like that.
Modern day cartoons. Most of them are shit. Some of
Tough
them
Puppy, that's the name of it.
Slut Puppy, your mama?
Tough. T-U-F-F.
Oh, yeah, that's another Butch Hartman
Puppy. Yeah, I didn't really watch it all that much, but I believe it was right after I stopped watching cartoons. So it was around my generation. It was like 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, some things just get you back into animation. As a kid, you watch cartoons because they're the coolest. You grow out of them, and now you've got good, like, adult-oriented cartoons. Rick and Morty, BoJack Horseman, Adult Swim things.
Alright, Kiwi.
Yeah.
You're right, Kiwi. Good job, Kiwi.
And some things have always kept you into cartoons, like South Park. Never stopped watching South Park.
Right, but I was talking about children's cartoons.
yeah, you grow out of them. Like, some things I enjoyed as a kid, I can't watch nowadays. I've grown out. Like, Dexter's Lab. Loved it back then. Tried watching it recently. Can't watch it. Johnny Bravo, sort of similar, but there's already got a sort of adult premise. Johnny Bravo, the whole plot is a guy wants to bang a woman. I don't think you can make a cartoon like that nowadays. At least without putting adult swim in the corner.
True. Like, they, you know how they brought back Samurai Jack, but it was for Adult Swim.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea. It means they don't have to hold back. They can tell the story how they like without having to censor things.
Exactly. That is a good thing, but at the same time, you're depriving children from, you know, seeing Samurai Jack.
Well, it's like a sequel to the original series. Not sequel. You know, it's the fifth season. Kids shouldn't be watching it. They should watch the series from the beginning, even though it's not exactly episodic. Because the fifth season, it's episodic. It follows a continuous story arc. Previous seasons, not really a story arc. You can probably watch episodes in different order and not miss much or anything.
Yeah, I did all the time. I always wondered what the last episode was, and so I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Didn't you watch it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, the last episode. Last episode was actually where Jack is taking care of the baby. Baby Jack, something like that.
Oh, Baby Jack. Oh.
Yeah, so it is worth looking up.
And some cartoons get worse towards the end. Like, I'd hate to admit it, but Eddie gets bad towards the end. The quality drops a bit. The school season.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that they really just took it out of the cul-de-sac and threw it into a school. And you can't do the same thing in a school because, you know, in a school you can't do scams all the time and you're not trying to make money or you're doing other things, which, I mean, you kind of can, but I guess that one episode was kind of cool where Jimmy, he's scared of aliens or something like that. I love that day. It was a good day. It was like the invasion day, invasion of Cartoon Network day. I don't know if you remember it.
Yes, I remember that too.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it wasn't my favorite episode, but it was an interesting concept having four very similarly themed episodes.
Yeah.
Of four drone programming.
That took place in, I think, Halloween 2007 in United States Cartoon Network, but because I get the Australian broadcast, we didn't see those episodes until like midway through 2008 because we're freaking slow behind the times.
Oh, but just to clarify for our audience, you are a New Zealander. You are a Kiwi.
Yes.
Your name's Kiwi. And not an Australian.
Yep. But we don't get our own region. We have to use the Australian region because they're the bigger country.
New Zealand. Yeah, New Zealand is tiny.
Yep, so I'll tell you this. Other cartoons that got better towards the end. You know, this is just subjectivity, my personal opinion. I personally think Fossil's Home for Imaginary Friends gets better towards the end.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, Samurai Jack, fifth season's awesome.
Loved it.
And I'm trying to think, what other cartoons get good towards the end?
Not very many.
Why did I bring up the topic? I only have like one or two examples.
It's hot in Topeka.
Oh, I hate that episode.
It's very boring.
Everyone says their worst episode is the one with Dendy. To me, that's second worst. Number one worst is that episode. The one where it's like, oh, we've got tickets to go to Europe, and everyone's doing everything to get out of it or make things bad for Mac, and I don't want to go, it's hot in Topeka. Then you've got, like, that singing one, Euro Trish. She keeps singing.
The Ice Capades?
No, that's... I'm trying to remember. I think that's, like, the second episode. The Ice Capades, la 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 Ice Capades,
I never knew what those were until later.
Yeah, some people say that Fossil Tone from Imaginary Friends is like middle of the road mediocre, and I'm saying, are you kidding me? That is a good one. There's not many cartoons of the mid 2000s that I like. That's one of them.
Yeah, I can, Well, I liked a lot of the cartoons from the mid-2000s. I'm trying to think of something that got better in quality. There's really not that many. I mean, maybe if you gave Cow and Chicken a few more years. That's really a tough one because most of the shows went down in quality. Drake and Josh, I guess, but that's not really a cartoon. But it did go up in quality, I believe. I mean, the two movies, for fuck's sake. It's really hard to say. Definitely not any of the adult programming like Family Guy or I guess Robot Chicken, as far as I know, stayed about the same throughout its showing production. I'm sure it's still going.
Yeah. I've heard that recent SpongeBob SquarePants episodes are actually good. Like, the first three or four seasons, good. Then there's a big, like, depression of bad quality in the middle, but when Steve Hillenburg came back, episodes back up in quality. But now that Steve Hillenburg is dead, maybe the quality goes down again.
Well, I imagine so. I didn't know he came back for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe he knew the show was dying. He's like, oh shit, what are you guys doing to my show?
Yeah, it was definitely dying for sure. But I guess I need to watch the new episodes because, I mean, I'm not a huge SpongeBob fan or anything anymore. But the first few seasons were amazing. Like, they were definitely a big part of my childhood. And I'm still trying to think of something that got better with time. Like, come on. There's got to be something. That's a really tough one. Like, hopefully our podcast don't get worse with time.
Oh, I reckon we're going to get better with time. Especially with donations making us be better.
Yeah, if they give us a lot of donations, yeah, if they give us donations, I will buy myself a blue microphone.
What color is yours?
Blue is a brand.
Oh. Mine is Cobra headset.
No, I'm saying I will buy that, but what I have right now is some Chinese brand. I'm not really sure. It's a wireless, I don't want to say it's a wireless headset, it's wireless earbuds, really. They're wireless earbuds, and I think they're for active people because they have like that plastic part that doesn't bend, but it also has like the actual earbuds and the little thing where you can like tighten it up so those like go against the plastic, you know, like for exercise.
Of course.
It goes around your neck and then you grab the wires, put them in your ears. You know, horse is a horse, of course, Mr. Ed. I used to watch Mr. Ed. That's good.
We've got a channel here in New Zealand called Jones, and it plays old TV shows like Mr. Ed, like Open All Hours, like The Good Life. They're British. Like,
Good Life?
Like Chips. No, like Chips.
Chips.
You know, the one about the highway cops?
Yeah, Eric Estrada.
And, what's that frickin' thing called? They turned into a movie with Owen Wilson. Starsky and Hutch, that's it.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't that, wasn't he? Ben Stiller, too.
They used to also play cartoons on that channel, like Yogi Bear, Jim and the Holograms. Brand. Never liked Jim and the Holograms, but they played it.
Cool. Never heard of Jim and the Holograms.
They've actually got a new comic series of Jim and the Holograms, and I remember seeing it, the cover, and it says Jim, and it's got like a chick with like multicolored hair playing a guitar on stage, and I'm like, is that Jim and the Holograms? And I read it, but yep, it is. Oh my god, they're bringing it back. Jesus Christ.
That sounds terrible.
And I'll tell
then
you
again,
this,
I don't really know anything about it.
And I'll tell you this, I think I mentioned this before, but you've got Archie Comics, they've got a TV adaptation, Riverdale, and it got me thinking, Are they going to have Sabrina, the teenage witch? Are they going to have Josie and the Pussycats? Because they're from the Archieverse.
You're kidding, right?
I think I used to watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch, both the cartoon and the live-action series.
No, I'm saying that there's already a Sabrina.
Are you doing a what now? Sabrina?
There's already Sabrina, yes. Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's the name of it.
Adventures of the...
Netflix original.
Oh.
Really good.
Oh, I think...
I definitely recommend it.
There's a comic book that I think this is based off.
Probably.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to spoil anything, but which I'm not going to, by the way. But it's really cool because it begins out like before Sabrina's actually a witch. Like it's her. It's like before she turns to a witch, and her aunts are like pressuring her into signing her soul over to Satan and everything, and it's really cool.
Yes, this is based on the Archie comic book series of the same name, because I've seen it in the library. I was like, oh, is this a Sabrina reboot or something? Because lately, Archie comics have been experimenting. Like, there's one called Jughead the Hunger, where Jughead turns into a werewolf and he kills people, like Miss Grundy, okay. Their teacher.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, damn!
Like Archie's Weird Mysteries.
Yeah, because usually Archie comics are so pure and innocent, like, you wouldn't even hear them say the word damn.
Well, you can't hear them anyway, it's a comic.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. But, yeah, though, it's a really, I don't want to say it's gruesome, but considering it's a part of the Archie universe, it definitely takes a lot from Riverdale. Like, I mean, I haven't seen Riverdale, but I've heard it's more adult themed, you know, like blood and guts, not guts, but blood and stuff going on, people dying.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like that, but darker. Like you got like instead of thank God, they're saying thank Satan, you know?
I've seen a little bit of Riverdale just to see what it's like. They've changed some characters. In the comics, Jughead is a happy-go-lucky guy who eats a lot of food. In Riverdale, he's a fucking emo son of a bitch. Snarky to
me. Well, could be worse. Do they stay true to anybody else?
I don't know, but I do plan on watching the series. I'll tell you this, last night I finished watching season 4 of Lucifer. And I think it's the last one, the last season, because they made it pretty conclusive. So it'll be a surprise if it comes back. Which they probably will do, because it makes the money.
I doubt it. No, it really doesn't, because, Netflix is really being a, I don't want to say being a dick, because that's more reserved for men, but they're being fucking cunts, which I guess is worse.
How so?
Well, they're canceling all the old shows. Like, if it's an old show, they're canceling it, because they don't want their shows to go over 3 seasons.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, they canceled Santa Clarita Diet, which I really loved. It was starring Timothy Olyphant and Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore plays a woman that basically gets turned into a zombie, but she's still a person, you know, but she has to only eat people, so her and her husband kill people. And, you know, she has to live, so they don't feel really bad about it because they're killing bad people. But, you know, people don't understand that. They're like, oh, no, she's a bad person. And anyway, so they canceled that, and they also canceled The Ranch, which I really liked. It was starring Ashton Kutcher. Good show. Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott. Basically your modern-day cowboy show. Really good show. 4 seasons in, they canceled it. It's one of their biggest shows. The same with Santa Clarita Diet. Those two were two of their biggest shows. Mm. And they fucking canceled them.
That's terrible.
Reminds me of a scary movie. Like, I understand this is in reference to the Wayans brothers, but whenever Sean Wayans, in his role of Ray, I believe it's Ray. I remember that because of the scary movie too, where they say, Ray, fuck me, you know. But in his role of Ray, he says something along the lines of, watching too much TV doesn't create serial killers. Canceling TV shows does, you know. That reminded me of that right then.
Mm, yes, indeed. And one thing I've noticed with season 4 of Lucifer, when you start each episode, it comes up saying a Netflix original. No, it isn't. It started on Fox. You just picked it up for a fourth season, so it's hardly original.
Yeah, they do that for all their shows that they buy. Which, I guess technically it is, because that season is original.
I'm just seeing what other... Netflix shows on... Oh, live-action shows based on DC Comics, like Preacher, which... I hear that the first season's mediocre, but season 2 and 3 pick up.
Yeah, I couldn't get into the comics. But the show looks pretty okay. I mean, it's certainly my thing. Just based on the style of the comics, but the TV show, I mean, I feel like I can go either way on it.
Mm, there's also Swamp Thing that came out recently.
Oh, really? That's interesting. He's a Marvel character.
And they've also got Watchmen. That's good, because I thought that when the movie came out, I said to myself, this will work better as a TV show. So that's good.
Yeah, I didn't like Watchmen.
And also, one thing we're looking forward to, Why?
13 Reasons Why?
No, Why the Last Man?
Oh. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
And Pennyworth, which is going to be based on Batman's butler, Alfred Pennyworth.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that was going to be a thing. Is it related to Gotham?
Don't know. I did watch the first two seasons of Gotham, but I didn't watch any more because they had an erratic release schedule. Episodes were coming out at, like, random times. You would have thought it would be weekly, but no, it's not weekly.
They used to do the same thing. They did the same thing with a lot of the other shows I was watching. Like, Nickelodeon used to do it all the time. Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. Like, Cartoon Network had Fridays, but at the same time, they also had a lot of shows that just played in syndication, but threw in a new episode here and there.
Yeah.
That I noticed. I mean, I might just be a kid and stupid, but, yeah.
I heard that Kim Possible, they didn't even play, like, the last episodes of Nickelodeon. They played them, like, a year later. That sucks.
Trying to remember how that ended. I mean, oh, I remember. I loved that. That was really cool. It was like Kim Possible's coming back, and I remember watching that. That was really cool because she had like the super suit and everything, and it just played like a regular season.
Jeez.
But I was trying to think of King of the Hill. King of the Hill ended with 4 episodes on Adult Swim, if I remember right. Maybe 5, 3 or 4, something like that, including the finale, I believe.
Yeah, because I heard about
the finale was played first.
Yeah, there's like a series finale and the production finale, like the last episode they aired and the last episode they made.
Yeah, like technically Khan Manic Day or something like that. The episode where Khan goes manic because he doesn't have his bipolar medication, that was supposed to be like third from last.
Yeah.
But due to them mixing up the episodes, basically, To Sirloin with Love, which was going to be the series finale, was played third from last, probably in the place of a Con Medic Day. I really don't remember exactly, but we could just use context clues for that one.
Of course.
Just, they probably got those two mixed up. Or maybe they're just all idiots. I don't know.
Maybe.
Adult Swim seems to be pretty good. Like, Adult Swim seems to know what they're doing a lot of times.
That's good. I haven't watched an Adult Swim show in ages.
Rick and Morty's fantastic. First 3 seasons are great. The thing is, though, season 4, they just take so long for seasons. But they are... what's the word? Well, see, the story is between seasons 1 and 2, they took a while to be renewed. And it was the same thing for seasons 3 and 4. I mean, 3, 2, 4. I mean, 2 to 3, my bad. But then 3 to 4 was the same, too. And with 3 to 4, what happened was they got renewed for, I think, 70 episodes, which is the equivalent of about 7 seasons. So I believe 1 season is like 10 episodes. But right now, they're in the production of season 4, which it's been about 2 years since season 3 came out. I remember watching the last episode of season 3, actually.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the show, but I really like it. It's really cool. I mean, my ex, whose name I should not say, but you know who she is, she used to watch a lot of Rick and Morty, like every episode, like 10 times each. It's crazy.
Jeez. Mr. Pickles is also pretty slow with episodes that, like, season 1, 2014, season 2, 2016, season 3, 2018. It's like, come on, make them a bit faster.
Exactly, but with Rick and Morty, they just didn't know if it was going to be renewed every time, because you know it's made by stoners, and it's a very complicated show that you wouldn't expect to have a big following, because you know just you have to have like you don't have to have a really high IQ exactly, but it's one of those shows that's sophisticated, you know, like it attracts a lot of smart people. So not exactly that you have to be smart to watch it, but like the meme is like you have to have an IQ of 115 to watch the show. So that's yeah. Not really right. But it is right that it does attract a lot of smart people.
Yeah, when season 3 came out, there was a whole lot of Pickle Rick memes, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna watch this series, and I might not like that episode, but I actually didn't think that episode was that bad.
That's a pretty good episode.
Yeah. And the thing about Mr. Pickles, people say, oh, this show is stupid, it's offensive, it's tasteless, and it's like, yeah, well, why are you watching it? Jesus Christ, I don't like it when these frickin' sensitive new male soy boy baser males watching these shows. Like, go back to your Steven Universe.
It's good for stoners.
Yeah. Maybe I should get stoned and watch these shows.
Yeah, you should, actually. It'd be the best show to watch for some.
Speaking of stupid shows, Squidbillies is still going.
Really? It's been on for, like, going on 15 years.
Yes. I mean, Venture Brothers is still going, but that's good. What I remember.
I didn't care for that too much. I'm not a huge Venture Brothers fan. I mean, I like it, but I'm not a huge fan or anything. Like, I used to watch it here and there whenever it came on at, like, 11 o'clock, but... just never got too big of a story because I feel like the story is more linear than, well, not really linear, that's another word for it to use earlier. Like, you can't just tune into any episode and know what's going on a lot of times.
Yeah. I think I watched the first 2 seasons.
If you agree, disagree. If you disagree, please let me know because I haven't seen that show in like a decade. I could be entirely wrong. I might just not know what I was watching.
Hmm. Dude. So at least I'm getting some ideas of what other things I could watch. Because once I finish watching the first 3 seasons of Dragon Ball Super, I'll probably start watching something else. Like a character.
Was the monarch's wife a woman?
Yours.
No, was the monarch's wife a woman?
Monarch's wife. Oh, Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Oh, hello, darling. Are we going to take over the world again, darling? Yes,
we are. Was that a woman or a transgender woman, male? I forget how that works.
I have no idea. Must have been a woman that sucked too many dicks and got a sore throat.
So in your opinion, is that a male or female?
I think it's a female.
Oh. Okay. I really don't know. That's why I asked. So, I will tell you my opinion, but alas, my opinion does not exist.
Yes.
Yes, my opinion does not exist.
You sound pretty Indian, yeah.
I don't sound like your mother.
Nope. I remember watching an episode of this really stupid show called Soul Quest Overdrive. It's like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, but instead of food items, it's was it? Baseball, baseball glove, bowling pin, and basketball.
Oh, I remember that. I believe it turned into Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I saw the Wikipedia page for it on Wikipedia, obviously.
Yeah, it only went for 6 episodes, 2 unaired and the unaired pilot. Yeah, it was cancelled fast because it was shitty.
Is that something as Space Cadets, or is that something else?
I have no idea. And the baseball glove is voiced by H. John Benjamin. He does Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I know H. John Benjamin.
And he uses the same voice, too. So it sounds just like Bob. Can I get you a boo?
Well, yeah, he only has one voice.
Yeah, kind of like Matt Stone and Trey Parker. They've only got one voice.
No, they don't.
Well, sounds similar. Like all their news anchormen all sound the same.
I mean, they have a limited amount, but they have more than one. They got like 7.
I could do 7 voices. Oh, what a coincidence. Our program needs 7 characters.
Well, I mean, it's more than 7 that they have on the show, but like if you watch basketball, then you will notice that a lot of times Mr. Garrison's voice comes out of Trey Parker, and I also noticed a Randy Marsh in there a few times, and he even did Cartman once. So there's 4 voices he used in basketball. I don't know if those are Easter eggs or those are just the way he speaks, but either way, he uses voices in the movie. It just made me say, what the hell?
Man, that's probably just part of the charm. They don't have to go big budget. They don't have to hire outside their circle. They just do all the voices themselves.
Not bad voices either. I mean, Mr. Garrison's is iconic. And Carpenter's too.
Yeah. Reminds me of the time that, at the height of The Simpsons' popularity, I think it was the height, that Fox was actually going to, like, fire the voice actor cast and replace them with cheaper people. But there was like a fan backlash, and the voice actors themselves said no. So what Fox did was just give everyone a pay rise.
Wait, for who?
For everyone. Dan Castellaneta, Hank Azaria, what's-his-face, Yeardley Smith, Nancy Cartwright.
Well, I was asking about a show.
Yes, it's The Simpsons show. Did you think I was talking about in-show? An episode of The Simpsons?
I wasn't sure. I just heard you say Fox. So I wasn't sure what show you're talking about. You could have been talking about Family Guy, you could have been talking about Bob's Burgers. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have been talking about South Park. I mean, I don't know. If South Park movie was distributed by Fox, might have been.
All right, here's a controversial topic. Do you like the story arc-based recent seasons of South Park?
See, I personally don't, but I have a friend that loves it, so I don't know. It really just depends. Like, I really like the old seasons, but whenever they tried doing what they did in the old seasons in the new seasons, I feel like it took away a lot of the charm. So I feel like they're really just spicing up that old marriage, you know?
Ooh la la. Yes, I see what you mean. And I do like this episodicness, this overarching story arc. I mean, in today's day and age, just watch it on South Park Studios. Watch it on, like, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or whoever has the episode. So you're not really excused for falling out of the loop. You missed an episode, you can easily watch it. But sometimes it does seem like they're stretching out a plot too far. They've got filler, dumb shit, because they ran out of things to talk about.
I mean, there are some cool things, but for the most part, it's not something I'd watch again, probably, because I don't want to watch a whole season, you know, and I don't want to jump into an episode that's halfway into the season, because then I'd be lost.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. Like, it makes for good binging, but it makes for bad casual watching.
Exactly. Especially if it's so recent, you know what's already going to happen. Because a lot of these recent episodes, they're story-driven. And if you already know what's going to happen, well, there goes the thrill of it. Why watch it? You know what's going to happen.
Well, it's funny.
Of course.
That's the whole point of the show. I mean, people watch Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back. They know what's going to happen, so, you know.
Of course.
Depends on the rewatch value from the season, I guess. Like, this one, for me personally, I don't think there was much of a rewatch. There wasn't much rewatch value, but, I mean, it just depends on the person. Because I do like the show, and I did like the season. I loved the season. It was fantastic of the season, and honestly, I'm not sure if I've seen the new season because whenever I watched it, I was like, wait, this doesn't look very very new. I mean, it doesn't look like I've seen this before, my bad. But, like, I like it whenever I'm watching it, but I don't want to watch it again. So it's good, but no rewatch value. I've been saying the same thing for like 2-3 minutes.
Of course, of course.
Yes, you're a horse.
Yo! Okay, well, I just checked the time. We're about an hour and 25 minutes. We only covered like 2 or 3 controversial topics.
Let's do one more.
Okay, let's squeeze one more in. Do you have one? She said.
I don't, but you said you had 3, so.
Okay, let's see. What did I do? Reacting to trailers, current state of video games, bit of a segue into South Park seasons. Oh, everything else we talked about wasn't that controversial. I'm just trying to think of something relevant. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I got one. Nostalgic things that aren't as good as you remember. It's not really controversial, but it's something we can talk about.
Alright, I like nostalgia. Everybody loves nostalgia. How about, Jesus. I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding, but, you know, I'm kidding.
He's not as good as you remember, huh?
Yeah. From, I don't think it's something more relatable, though. do you have any suggestions?
No, not really. I think we already went over this before.
Kinda. You said Dexter's Lab.
Yes. Not as good as I remember.
Right, I'm trying to think of something else. Like, I just really haven't watched that much from the past recently. There's a lot of things I go back and watch and I say, wow, that's pretty good. Not very much like that, but there's a lot of things like that. I guess I just contradicted myself. Maybe The Fog of Courage. That's pretty bad.
Oh, really? Wait, yeah, Fog of Courage. Isn't that the new one?
Yeah, it's kind of eh. I guess I just don't really watch things again a lot of times. I mainly watch stuff once, just because I really don't like watching stuff twice. Maybe if I were to go back and watch Toy Story 3, I'd like it more. But just, I haven't seen it in years, and whenever I saw it, I thought it was alright, but I'm not a huge fan of it. But now I guess that Toy Story 4 is coming up, I guess I should watch it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, one final thing. Back when I was young, me and my friends would talk about like Toy Story 3. When's it going to come out? Is it going to come out after Monsters, Inc.? Is it going to come out 2003, 4, 5, 6? By the time it finally came out in like 2009 or 10, whenever, the hype had died. I had no expectations going into it. I thought it was kind of cool they're bringing it back. And that's why I guess I was impressed, because I had no expectations. But now Toy Story 4, I thought it should have ended on 3. But 4... Okay, I'm willing to watch it, but I probably won't like it as much as 3.
I said the same thing, and I really think that this one's probably going to be the end. Because if you look at it, Tim Allen and Tom Hanks are both in their 60s, so if it's not the last one, it's definitely the next last one, assuming they're going at the same pace as they are right now, which took them almost a decade to make this one.
Yeah.
So if you look at that, then you'll see that the next one will be made whenever Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are roughly like... Somewhere around 70-ish, because I think they're like mid-60s.
Yeah, let's make a new Toy Story movie every 10 years.
Yeah, you got like Tom Hanks being like, there's a snake in my boot.
To infinity and on my hip.
Exactly. It's like, I didn't know toys could get old. And plus, not to mention the change in culture. The culture from 20 years ago has changed from toys for the most part.
Sex toys.
No. Not sex toys. What the hell? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I want a dodo talking in Toy Story 4. You haven't seen the places I've been to.
to digital things. But have you seen the trailer? Like, for the... Did I talk about the fork last time?
Yes, I did, and I said it looks stupid because they've got a talking fork, and that's stupid.
Well, it's really not, because nobody ever asked the question, like what happens whenever our child makes their own toy, because there are things that they don't buy at the store that are toys. I mean, not many things, but you can definitely make your own toys. Like, if you get, like, a paper plate, draw a face on it, that is a toy.
Oh, that reminds me of something.
Kids use imagination.
Reminds me of the Eddie and Eddie episode where they want to get a replacement for Plank, so they get like a boost and they put a face on it. He looks a little crusty. And they leave him in a room with Johnny, and he goes apeshit. Ah, he's freaking me out.
That's funny.
Also reminds me of the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends episode where Terrence wants to attack his brother Mac. So he's like, I need to get an imaginary friend. Come on, think. And he imagines like a pizza slice. Howdy do, I love you. And he eats the pizza slice. Ah!
That's funny. I don't remember that.
It's an early episode. Season 1.
Oh, probably the first episode. I remember that. I remember watching the first episode. It was long AF. Like, it was a really long episode.
Yeah, I remember watching that when it was like a premiere. Like, the series wasn't renewed. It wasn't, you know, aired yet. It was like a pilot.
Right, but for a pilot, that was long. I know, like an hour.
I'm such a hipster. I watched it back when it was a pilot. Who was a pilot?
Sully? Is that you?
Alright, so yeah, I gotta go, I've got business to take care of, i.e. my dinner.
Before Woody was a sheriff, he was a pilot named Sully. Then Sully died in an alternate universe and he was reincarnated as Woody.
Tonight I'm gonna give your mama a Woody. I put my snake in her boot.
Nope. Alright, well, so I guess to close out this episode of the podcast, it's been fantastic, you guys. This has been one of my favorite episodes so far. I love going down nostalgia lane, going down memory lane, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Yes, we'll see you guys next time on another fine episode of Kiwi and Picasso.
Yes, so have a good night, you guys, and a good day. But for us, it's nighttime right now, so we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
We'll catch you on the flip, the hair flip. All right. Okay. Goodbye, good night. Don't forget to donate.